Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Today, Alan begins former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. It will tackle two big constitutional questions, a First Amendment defense of his fiery speech before the violent January 6th attack on the Capitol, and a challenge to the legality of putting a former president on trial. As the AP says, grievous crime or just theater, Alan?
Well, no. Look, you know the argument that he's going to make, and anything that the spineless Republicans can hide behind, they will. Now, there are a few of them who will do the right thing, but for the most part, I've said it before, I'll say it again, their offices mean much more to them than true patriotism or caring about the country or caring about the Constitution. And we know what the outcome of this thing looks like. I doubt very much that there's going to be a major change. The Democrats will do their jobs. They will put his very words before the American public. They will hear when he said you got to fight like hell, because he did what he is charged with doing. He incited this mob to go up to the Capitol and to basically wreck it. Now, we do know that five people died as a result of this. So this is much more than just, oh, did they go a little too far? No, people died. Death is a permanent kind of thing. And if you are the widow or the children or the grandchildren of the people who died, you know what the implications of this really are. Donald Trump is going to get away with it again. However, it is the right thing to put him on trial, David, and to make it clear that he will be held responsible before the American people, and that the spineless, feckless Republicans who vote for him no matter what in order to keep their offices are just that, and they will find themselves in a pretty difficult place. Now, we do know that several, I think it's now up to four, incumbent Republicans will not run again. I can only think that some of that is because they see what's coming. There's going to be some real revulsion on the part of the voters to their behavior.
You know, I heard someone yesterday remark, and forgive me for not remembering the source, that we still held Osama bin Laden responsible for 9/11, even though he didn't fly any planes into any buildings.
Well, yes. To me, we have an American president. We have a constitutional responsibility. That man put his hand on a Bible and swore to uphold the law and the Constitution of the United States, and he's done anything but that. As I have said so many times, he's a lying, 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 lying liar, and he just will continue to do that. It is a very disturbing facet of American politics that a guy like this could continue to get away with it. You know, you're not hearing very much from him right now. I'm sure he's being told to keep his mouth shut. But you can believe that after his compliant Republicans in the Senate do this despicable thing, he'll stand up and say, see, I've been vindicated. But he hasn't. His popularity in this country right now is lower than it's ever been, I believe. Not only that, you have a president who far exceeds him in the approval polls. There is a rejection of his policies, and Biden is changing much of what this guy did, which was so despicable in terms of climate change, in terms of the way in which poor people are treated in this country. And so he'll have to live with that. And we don't know yet what's going to happen. We do know that at least one court in New York State, a state court, has given Trump a favorable ruling in terms of his pardon of Manafort. And that is troubling to me because even though it may be good law, it's unjust.
So assuming an acquittal, does that damage democracy? Does it provide another opportunity for another potential Trump going forward?
Well, of course it does. Donald Trump has the chutzpah, the ability to run again. Nevertheless, the reason I just got through talking, David, about how unpopular he is in the United States right now, because I just wanted to say that it's going to be very hard for him to resurrect himself as a political force in this country. In fact, it may be very hard for him to stay out of jail himself.
Headline from Politico. Liz Cheney emerges as Republican anti-Trump leader. Is she?
Absolutely, David, she is. She is, of course, a Bushite, meaning that her father was the vice president of the Bush administration. She represents the Bushes, who basically can't stand Trump and haven't been able to for a long time. They've stayed out of it as much as they could, but there have been several signals that indicate that they and the people who have followed them have had enough of Trump. So to many Democrats, she's a hero, but in her own home state, she has been vilified and censured by the Republican organization. And so her career as a politician may be in doubt, although a lot of heroes are going to emerge from this. You know, I remember during Watergate, some very unlikely people rising to the top of appreciation, people like Peter Rodino and others who are forgotten now, but who were very important at the time, Sam Ervin and others. They were very unlikely to rise to the top of American appreciation, but they did.
You lost in what we've been dealing with the last year with COVID is the racial justice movement, Black Lives Matter, and some of the issues between police and unarmed Black men. Racial injustice, however, never really left. Dying of COVID in a separate and unequal LA hospital, and all around this country, including in New York, the unequal situation when it comes to those with the least getting screwed the most by something as simple as a virus.
As Big Bill Brunsey and Pete Seeger used to say again and again, if you're Black, get back. In this country, we have always had a huge racial discrepancy. We put people in shackles over here. They were slaves. Finally, Abraham Lincoln said enough of that. But Lincoln was assassinated, and Jim Crow became prevalent in this country. It is a separate and unequal system of governance and sociology. So we make some progress, two steps forward, one step back, but it really is a horrible, senseless, stupid way of judging people based on skin pigmentation. But we certainly have it in this country.